Hello and good evening. And welcome to the Augusta Festival concert Saturday night, the one we dress up the most for. Great time. Did you all have a good time in the park today? I did. Yay. Another beautiful day down there. I have new shoes. A couple of things I need to tell you. Oh, one is my name's Martha Tyner. It's my pleasure to be here. I didn't say that already, did I? Sometimes I tell you several times. And a couple of the little details here just to tell you, as you probably know because you're concert goers, please do not record or photograph during the concert tonight. It's distracting to both the performers and your neighbors in the seat, and the seats near you, that is. Actually any seat, I don't know. Please refrain from opening auditorium doors except during applause. If you have to step out for something, wait for some applause to come back in, and we appreciate that very much. Thank you. And without further ado, I think we'll get right to the concert. We have, of course, a great one tonight. And we're going to start out with the Missing Persons Soup Kitchen Gospel Quartet. Got to check, make sure I get that all in. Anybody who's been here for Vocal Week in previous years or this week for a four-part harmony class, of course, knows Bill Kimmons, who is involved in that class. The Soup Kitchen Gospel Quartet is Will Fanning, Bill Kimmons, and Becky Kimmons. They wanted you to know that they have a CD called Stirring It Up. Needless to say, it's available in the Augusta store that you'll hear more about as the evening progresses. Just last weekend, they were at the second annual Snowshoe Mountain Bluegrass Festival. It's got a long name just like them. With the Del McCorry Band, Dr. Ralph Stanley, and Blue Highway, they wanted you to know they made the t-shirt, and I said they even got their name on it. Next weekend, they're going to be up at Snowshoe for a flood relief benefit concert. I'm sure any of them would be happy to tell you more about that if you're interested in going to be in the neighborhood. And that same evening, they'll be in Wheeling at Oakleby Institute Mountain Moon Coffee House. And then in October, they're headed for Ireland with the Allegheny Echoes Tour. So lots going on for the MSPKGQ. I just wonder, does anybody ever call them that? It's the Missing Persons Soup Kitchen Gospel Quartet.
He has to spiff up when he comes out with us.
He saw Dr. Ralph Stanley up at the Bluegrass Festival dressed up in a tie, and he thought, so that's how we're supposed to look.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. And after the Tuesday night concert, my friend Mary from Ireland says, my God, Bill, I saw you in trousers. I just didn't know what to think. We're just really, really pleased to be here, and, well, let's just kick it off with a song.
All right. Oh Lord, have mercy on my soul.
My soul.
I don't want to reap what I've sown.
Great God,
don't send me to the fire down below. Oh Lord, have mercy on my soul. I woke up this morning with an emptiness, realizing my vanity and weakness. Get on my knees in despair. This is too much to bear. Life's taking its toll. Have mercy on my soul. Oh Lord, have mercy on my soul. I don't want to reap what I've sown.
Great God,
and don't send me to the fire down below. Oh Lord, have mercy on my soul. Like a voice crying in the wilderness, Lord, hear my plea for forgiveness. Now you saved Danny from the den. You done saved the world from sin. Now when you call the roll, have mercy on my soul. Oh Lord, have mercy on my soul. I don't want to reap what I've sown.
Great God,
and don't send me to the fire down below. Oh, Lord.
Oh Lord, have mercy on my soul.
Oh Lord,
oh Lord, have mercy on my soul.
On my soul.
I don't want to reap what I've sown.
Reap what I've sown.
Great God, now send me to the fire down below.
Oh Lord,
oh Lord, have mercy on my soul.
Have mercy on my soul.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Talk about something.
Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep following Jesus.
Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep loving Jesus. Oh, can't you hear it, Mother? Now don't you want to go? And leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below. The gospel train is coming. Now don't you want to go? And leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below.
Talk about suffering,
talk
here
about
below,
suffering,
and
talk
here
about
below,
suffering,
Jesus.
Talk about suffering,
talk
here
about
below,
suffering,
and
talk
here
about
below,
suffering,
Jesus. Oh, can't you hear it, Father? Now don't you want to go and leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below. The gospel train is coming. Now don't you want to go and leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below?
Talk about suffering,
talk
here
about
below,
suffering,
and
here
talk about
below,
following Jesus.
Talk about suffering,
talk
here
about
below,
suffering,
and
talk
here
about
below,
suffering,
Jesus. Oh, can't you hear it, children? Now don't you want to go and leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below. The gospel train is coming. Now don't you want to go world of sorrow and troubles here below?
Talk about suffering,
talk about suffering here below,
and following Jesus.
Talk about suffering,
talk about suffering here below,
Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
It's
I see Bill paid you all off, huh?
Yes, sir, buddy. I've got my class laced there. It's been a wonderful week at Augusta, and this is the kind of stuff. We hadn't done these same songs, but this is the kind of stuff that our four-part Gospel Harmony class does, and we've just had a wonderful week with them. This next tune that we're going to do is by a man from Indiana named Lotus Dickey, and we heard a field recording by him of this tune that we're about to do, and he said, you know, I couldn't figure out what to name it. He said, I was either going to name it Pear in a Paradise, or I was going to name it Bear There Were They. And then he decided, well, he would just name it Adam and Eve, you know. And so it ended up that the name of the song is Adam and Eve. But there's this one line that a lot of people don't get, and that's why I wanted to say it. It goes, pear in a paradise, bear there were they. This is Adam and Eve by Lotus Dickey.
Heaven and earth by the Lord were created, sun and the moon and the stars all related to in a garden, a beautiful maiden, a pear in a paradise, there, there were they. Earth by the Lord were created, sun and the moon and the stars all related to in a garden, a beautiful maiden, a
pair in a paradise, bear there were they. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, a pear in a paradise, bear there were they.
Fruit-bearing trees in that garden were planted, nothing was lacking, no, nothing was scanted, perfect for two of them, wholly enchanted, a
pear in a paradise, bear there were they.
Of all the fruit growing there they partaken, save for the one that the Lord had forbade them, lest they be caught dying, left man and maiden, a
pear in a paradise, there there were they. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, a pear in a paradise, there there were they.
Garden, there spoke an advisor, why doth thou listen to all of God's lies? For he said the serpent to be but the wiser,
a pear in a paradise, bear there were they.
Satan the serpent was also deceiving, he through his cunning was led to believing, hated did Adam soon to be grieving,
a pear in a paradise, bear there were they. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, a pear in a paradise, bear there were they.
Adam's growing awareness, there of their bareness, there of their bareness, clothed by the Lord and then sadly embarrassed,
a pear in a paradise, there there were they.
There then in Eden there had its beginning, sought by the lie or the Lord to be winning, death brought instead to the world through the sinning.
Pear in a paradise, bear there were they. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, a pear in a paradise, bear there were they.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Jordan.
Come and listen as you tread life's journey. Take Jesus as your daily guide. Though you may feel pure and safely without him walking by your side. And when you come to make that crossing at the end of every pilgrim's way, if you never did meet our Savior, you'll surely meet him on that day.
Whoa, look at that cold Jordan. Look at these deep waters. Look at that
wide river. Oh, hear the mighty billows roll.
You'd better take
Jesus with you.
He's a
true companion. And I'm sure without him that you're never gonna make it. Oh, that awful day of judgment is coming in the by and by. We'll see our Lord descending in glory from on high. So let us keep in touch with Jesus and in his grace and love abide, that we may be ever called ready when he calls us over Jordan's tide.
Whoa, look at that cold Jordan. Look at these
deep waters.
Look at that
wide river. The mighty billows roll.
You'd better take
Jesus with you.
He's a
true companion.
And I'm
sure without him that you're never gonna make it. Oh,
oh, what?
What you gonna do?
Oh, what?
What you gonna say?
Oh, how?
How you gonna feel when you come to the end of the way?
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
Thank you. It's so fabulous.
Hey, watch it, guys. Watch it. We gotta average our applause into our set, our 15 minutes. So we gotta be careful. Just real loud, real quick, and then okay.
It's so wonderful to be here. This is my favorite audience. I can't speak for Will or Bill, but it's just such a great thing to know that the audience is full of people who love music as much as I do. That's
okay,
true.
We got about 4 minutes left, all so right. Let's do...
As always, the timekeeper.
Let's do this one, and then we'll finish off with that one.
Go for it.
Okay? Oh, I want to say another thing, too. This Dick's tune is a Lotus Dickey tune. That's all I want to say. Right. That's all I want to say.
I'm just a weary pilgrim here below. I can find no rest. Wherever I go, I'm gonna shout and sing till the trumpets blow. I'm going to carry my burden to the Lord. I'm gonna carry my burden. I'm gonna carry my burden. I'm gonna carry my burden to the Lord. I'm going to carry my burden. I'm gonna carry my burden. I'm gonna carry my burden to the Lord. Shall I flee? I can find no rest. Wherever I be, I'm gonna ask someone if he'll pardon me. I'm going to carry my burden to the Lord. I'm going to carry my burden. I'm gonna carry my burden. I'm gonna carry my burden to the Lord. I'm gonna carry my burden. I'm gonna carry my burden. I'm gonna carry my burden to the Lord. I'm just a weary pilgrim here below. I can find no rest. Wherever I go, I'm gonna shout and sing when the trumpets blow. I'm going to carry my burden to the Lord. I'm gonna carry my burden. I'm gonna carry my burden. I'm gonna carry my burden to the Lord. I'm gonna carry my burden. I'm gonna carry my burden. I'm gonna carry my burden to the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Someday.
Someday when my last line is written, someday when I've drawn my last breath, when my last words on earth have been spoken, and my lips are sealed in death, don't look on my cold form in pity. Don't think of me as one dead. It'll just be the house I once lived in. My spirit by then will have fled. I'll have finished my time here allotted, but I won't be in darkness alone. I will have heard from heaven the summons to come on, come on home.
And when my body is in the ground,
don't think that I'll be there. I won't be dead, but living in the place Jesus went to prepare.
And
after all is said and done, know that my last earnest prayer is that my loved ones be ready someday to meet me there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Get your cup there, too.
You need to get further.
There you go.
Missing Person Soup Kitchen Gospel Quartet. I think I'm a lucky duck. One of the joys of living in the Midwest where I come from, one night I sat around a campfire and heard Lotus Dickey sing Adam and Eve. It's really sweet to hear it again. I just learned from Jerry Milnes, who's back there, that Will here, who was just singing for you, has a little place called the Brazen Head Inn in Mingo, West Virginia, not so far from here, and promotes a lot of live music there. So if you're in the neighborhood or traveling through again, see about that. And you might hear some great concerts and have another chance to visit with a good Augusta friend. I thought we hear, sort of, you read the catalog, you've learned about the instructors, they get introduced here in the concerts and get to talk about them, but we don't always know who all is out there. So I thought maybe tonight, as we have a little time between things, we won't take too long, but do a little sociogram of the folks who are here. And I think since it's kind of dark, maybe we should do an audio sociogram, which means you applaud in response to various things. It's a census year not so long ago, same sort of thing. But I was just curious about who is here tonight who just came for the weekend, just here for the festival. Oh, great crowd. Thanks, and we're glad you joined us. That's wonderful. Who was here just for this week, this summer, but you've been here all week? Oh, lots of us. Who has been here more than 1 week this summer, not on the staff? A few brave souls, well done. Anybody been here the whole 5 weeks, but not on staff? There are some brave souls. And proud of it, you can tell. And who could blame them? Let's see, I had some other thoughts on that. Oh, who's been here this year? Who's here this year for the first time? Well, we asked that on Sunday, and it's always very happy. We're glad to know that folks are coming. Who's been here 2 to 10 years? A lot of people, we come back. Who's been here more than 10 times? Who's been to every Augusta that was ever held? All right, there are a few. I'm thinking, I know I can see even in the dark, Woody Simmons is one of those people who's here in our audience, and we're always thrilled when we see Woody here again. And what I was thinking about is, well, one thing that happened this week, I was visiting, and I was playing some backup guitar for Gail Hiles' beginning guitar, or fiddle class, beginning fiddle class. And on Friday, they were discussing keeping track of tabs, sharing some information they'd had, getting in touch with each other, and one woman said, I think I'm going to set up a web page for the class, and we can all be in touch that way. And the first thing I thought was, 3 years ago, this conversation wasn't even possible. I can't even imagine. But anyway, what that made me think about was the fact that as things are changing so fast and we're getting spread farther, although communication is easier, I think that the things that stay the same and the things that are always there and the sources that we get these things from become ever more important to us. And what source could be more precious than our next performer coming out here tonight? And of course, that's Melvin Wine.
Thank you very much. Now, if I can keep Jerry in tune, we'll play a few tunes here for you. He's trying to keep me wound up, but I think he needs winding up. He picks out the awfulest tunes for me to play I ever heard. We call it the old rusty mill. Made up over in New Mexico. I hummed a little bit and he said, can we play it on the fiddle? I said, I never tried it, but we did. This is the old coon's tail was ringed all around and the possum's tail was there.
Profound.
Profound.
bushy tail, stumpy grows the hair. Reddy old coon's tail is ringed all around, but the possum's tail is bare. Oh, the possum's tail is bare. Oh, the possum's tail is bare. That old coon's tail is ringed all around, but the possum's tail is bare. Melvin's one of, I guess, the oldest generation of fiddle players who still remembers how to play in a lot of the old cross tunings. And really, just about 25 years ago, it was only a few people like Melvin who knew how to play in all these older tunings. And now, thanks to places like Augusta and workshops that Melvin has come and taught here in classes, that many of the younger fiddlers now have gotten into it and are playing in the old keys. And I asked Melvin if tonight he'd do a favor for me and play some of my favorite tunes that he plays in what's called the Betty Baker tuning or the old G tuning. Want to try that now, Melvin?
I made a deal with him there. I traded him a little fiddle for a big one.
We thought we'd try one. Most all these tunes come from Melvin's father and his great-grandfather, who was a fiddle player. And we thought we'd try an old one that his father played called Sugar Baby.
Hey, my sugar baby, don't you know, don't you know, don't you know. Hey, my sugar baby, don't you know, you can't track a rabbit when there ain't no snow. You ever try that? Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm glad to be here because I didn't know how soon I'd be called away. I got a heart attack about 2 months ago, and we didn't know what was going to happen. Of course, I wasn't worried about it. My doctor told me, he said, "Now listen, I can't operate on your heart's too bad," but he said, "The age, too." I said, "Don't pay no attention to the age."
Thank you. I don't know if Martha told you, but Melvin is 92.
I wasn't quite ready, and I think, well, if it happens, it happens. But if it don't, I'll be on the road trying to work for somebody. I like to play, and we go and play a lot. Now, what's the next one up, George?
Sugar Baby.
Sugar. Hey! Oh, you're going to sing us some of these. Mm. I'll play some. Pretty soon. He trained me a little fella for a big one. Play a lot. Jay don't like it, but he will sing a little once in a while.
We're going to play Patty on the contract.
What?
Now? You remember the deal we made.
Huh? Yeah, but I want to play this anyhow.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
That was another one of Melvin's old family tunes. We got to thinking about it the other day in the workshop that Melvin is 92 and he learned tunes when his dad used to take him to see an old man who played the fiddle when Melvin was about 9 or 10 years old, and that man was born before 1830. So we have Melvin playing tunes for us here, having learned them from a man who was born before 1830. So this music stretches back a long ways in Melvin's family and in his repertoire. I think we have time to do one more, Pappy, and I thought we'd finish up with Cindy. Is that all right?
Huh?
What a hand.
He picked out some hard ones for me. My fingers don't work very good. But this goes like this. Somebody stole my little black dog and I wish they'd fetch him back. He runs the big pigs over the fence and the little ones through the crack.
Melvin Wine.